Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyT2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good. Happy Saturday. It is the end of the month. Tomorrow is the first, and I want to go ahead and give you guys one last podcast for the month. So I hope everybody's doing good this evening. So I had wanted to talk about the whole Mike Epps situation. A lot of people have been sending me this viral picture of Mike Epps's daughter and a caption that he put on the picture. But before I even go there, it's funny that this little girl is once again trending, you know what I'm saying, through no fault of her own. If you guys remember a few years ago when she was first born, there was some controversy. Mike Epps had posted a picture of her, and he says, "Allow us to introduce our newest addition to the family, Indiana Rose Epps. She's rolling her eyes already. We are so grateful. Thank you, God, for a healthy baby." Very adorable, cute little girl. And then Christina Milian, she comes underneath that picture and she goes, "Wow, beautiful, so exotic, wow." So a lot of people kind of felt away, and they're saying like, okay, why are you calling this child exotic? You know, people are saying, are you saying that she's exotic because, you know, her super light skin? Is it the shape of her eyes? Why is it always Eurocentric features are seen as exotic? And so there was a bit of controversy, but like I said, that wasn't Mike Epps' fault. It was something that Christina Milian said. And so when I saw the most recent picture of Mike Epps' daughter, I did not understand the hoopla. You know, it almost came off like it was a bunch of bitter women that were mad that his daughter had a particular hair texture, because all I remember was that picture that went viral and Christina Milian saying that the little girl was exotic. So I had assumed that that was his daughter's real hair texture. And so in this picture with Mike Epps, he writes her hair, smiley face, heart emoji. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this little girl is so adorable. She doesn't really look like him, you know, but she's just really cute. To me, she looks like a little Hispanic or a little Indian baby. But I'm like, okay, that's his daughter. She's grown up. Kudos to him. Cute girl. I really didn't understand the caption, her hair, but okay, her hair. And so a lot of people like getting upset, like, oh, why did he caption it, her hair? You know, he's tripping. He's so obsessed with her hair. This is just weird and things like that. And like I said, I didn't really understand like why people were upset. I'm like, are y'all upset by the girl's hair texture? Because obviously she cannot help her hair texture. So I don't get this. So then more people started digging, okay, on his Instagram. And they realized that he had posted a picture a few days before this one. And this was the real picture of the little girl. And as you see, she does not have long hair. Her hair is not straight. And even her face looks a lot different in the original picture than on the one with her and the dad in the pool. And in this picture, he wrote the real Mike Epps. He has a little smiley face emoji, palm trees, and a wave. And so a lot of people were like, okay, this is just weird. Why would you put an entire filter on your daughter and then a filter that makes her look more Eurocentric with the straight hair? You know, even her eyes look a little bit different. They look maybe a little bit lighter. So a lot of people have been talking about this. And initially I thought it was just, okay, it's a filter issue. People are upset about the filter. But then I had to remember that Mike Epps was involved in a lot of controversy a few years ago with his older daughter. Okay. At the time, his daughter was 18 and she had recorded Mike Epps on the phone, basically, you know, disrespecting her, calling out her name, threatening to kill her and stuff like that. So she leaked it to TMZ. So a lot of people saw Mike Epps in a different light. I think I did a video about it way back then as well. But now on top of that, I could take this as simply a filter if he hadn't been, you know, basically going in on his daughter, his full black daughter, back in the day and saying that her and the mother looks like James Brown. And another thing I remember when I talked about this, I believe on my live stream, maybe a few weeks ago, maybe a year ago, but I was saying that a lot of men, you know, they date who's economically available to them at the time. So a lot of these guys, you know, when they're in the hood, when they're broke, when they're struggling, most of the women that they have access to are just regular schmegler women, right? But as they get more money, all of a sudden they're able to expand, quote unquote, their palate. they're able to go and fly to the Dominican Republic. They're able to fly to Spain and, you know, to go to all these quote unquote exotical places and get exotical women, right? And so his so-called joke is a perfect example of what I was saying way back then. He was saying when he was broke, all he could pull was bitches who looked like James Brown. I'm like, wow, that's still the mother of your child. And then he's saying that basically the daughter looks like James Brown too, and she's just jealous because his other kids, now that he has money, he's able to, remember, expand his palette of women. And so he's saying that she's jealous of the fact that his other kids are cuter and they have good hair. So it was just a really disturbing comedy bit. So I found it. I'm going to go ahead and play for you guys. Check this out.
Little bitch. And she put me on TMZ. You seen it. Put me on fucking TMZ. Yeah, or cuss me out. Well, she tried to put me on the phone and make me tell her I was going to kill her on the phone. Because I done did it before. Bitch, I kid. Because that's what parents do. They get mad at the kids and tell them, I kid your ass. You don't mean it. Shit. She trying to record me, talking about, do what you said you always going to do. I said, what's that? You know. I said, I done been set up with cocaine. I know I ain't finna let you set me up. That's some bullshit. And I knew her Thundercat looking ass mama had something to do with it. This bitch coastering to it. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. Don't tell no motherfucker I said this. I didn't know I was gonna make it back in the day. And I was fucking girls that looked like James Brown. And we had a baby now. The baby's 18, half me, half James Brown. Now all my older, ugly kids want to fight my new cute kids. They pinching them, little bitch. Cutting their hair off. My little daughter came in there looking like Lance Armstrong one night. What the fuck would your hair go?
So you guys just heard that. So a lot of people, when he first said that, a lot of people excuse it. They're like, oh, it's just a joke. He's on stage. It's just comedy. And I get that. But then he said it again in an interview. And then at that point, I'm like, well, does he really feel this way about, you know, his daughter? Does he really feel like she's jealous of her quote unquote cuter siblings or his siblings with quote unquote good hair? Because he's said this twice. So here goes a clip of him in an interview saying the same thing about his child and his baby's mother. Check this out.
Man, is everything okay now?
No, no, you know my daughter went off on me.
Yeah, what happened?
You know how it go, man. It's hard raising teenagers, man. As soon as they get a certain age, they want to start challenging. You have to remember, you have to remind them that that's my scrotum talking to me. That's what you tell your kids next time. Fellas, when they talk crazy, say, man, up. My balls are talking crazy.
It's okay.
No, I tell you who it was. It was her. It was the James Brown looking baby mama that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I keep telling everybody this, like, woo, she was ugly. I said, I didn't know I was gonna make it. I was dating girls that looked like James Brown before I got into it.
She was probably holding you down.
You know, Kenya got to bring it.
Kenya always trouble with that. Yeah.
Don't defend James Brown.
All right, so you guys just heard that. So, you know, that was two times that he said the same disparaging remarks about his child who has more black features. And I don't know who this little girl's mother is. I've never really went to go look her up. I'm assuming she's either mixed or racially ambiguous. You know, I'm not sure. But I just think it's like really sad that he felt the need to put a filter on her. Maybe for him, it's just a joke. And she's a gorgeous little girl. You know, she doesn't need the filter. She doesn't need, you know, the extended hair. She is just adorable with just her little curls. So, you know, a lot of people are dragging him about this. A lot of people are like really upset. They're calling him a colorist and a coon and all that stuff. But I also have to keep it real. You know me, I'm always going to be fair. He is not the only person who does this. other celebrities have done the same thing with their kids, put them in these beauty filters. Non-celebrities have been doing this. I've been seeing people putting more and more filters on their children that are not those filters that make them look like a puppy or a cat or, you know, a butterfly or a teddy bear. I'm not talking about those filters. I'm talking about flat out beauty filters with their kids with makeup. I remember Khloe Kardashian was drugged because when she first showed us her baby True, the first thing she showed us was True with a huge filter on her face. You know, and people were like, well, why are you putting a filter on her face? It's because she's darker. She doesn't have a lot of hair. You know, it seems like you're ashamed of her. Why are you adding freckles? And it's weird. But it's weird how sometimes people project their own insecurities onto their children. But like I said, he's not the only one who has done this. I remember a year ago, Portia Williams did the same thing with her daughter, and I wasn't feeling it. And a lot of people were like, oh, it's okay. What's the big deal? Who cares? But if you guys remember, she posted this with her daughter with the full beauty makeup filter on. And a lot of people thought, you know, it was cute and there was nothing wrong with it. Let him know, P. All right. So you guys just saw that. And then on top of that, you know, there's been pictures of Northwest, Baby True, you know, with all of them with filters on their face. You know, this picture has Northwest. She has lashes. Her eyes are lighter. She has eyeliner, a mole, you know, and a lot of people look at this stuff like it's just, you know, it's a joke. It's just fun. You know, it's just something for kids to do. But I always look at stuff a lot deeper. And I feel like, you know, it's one thing if adults want to live their life behind Facetune and filters and, you know, changing up their pictures and Photoshopping. They even Photoshop videos. Like, I found that out the other day. I'm like, how the hell do you Photoshop a live video? But it can be done. So it's really insane how a lot of things on social media are not what we think they are. And we're so busy comparing ourselves to mirages. That's how I look at this. These filters, these looks, it's all mirages. Had I not seen that original picture of Mike Epps' daughter, I would have just assumed that the picture of the little girl in the pool is how his daughter looks. I thought nothing else about it. I assumed that's how she really looked. So to see such a stark difference, to me, was kind of sad that he felt the need to put a filter on her. And yeah, maybe he did it as a joke, but his past behavior makes me feel like that is the type of hair texture that he likes and that he goes for, especially now that he has money. And I think the saddest part in all this that a lot of people are not even really talking about is the fact that, you know, all of these filters that we're living behind, that we're putting on ourselves as adults, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is outside of like the little teddy bear filters and stuff like that. But I'm talking about the beauty filters, you know, the Photoshopping, the, you know, changing of the cheekbones, the eyes, you know, slimming down the nose, all this stuff that a lot of people do on Instagram and on Snapchat to make themselves look quote unquote prettier. It's taking a toll on society. So this is affecting anywhere from teenagers from as young as 9 years old to adults who are now, you know, racing to go get plastic surgery to make themselves look like their filter. If we are putting this on babies, now you have babies being born into this nonsense. And imagine a lot of babies looking back once they get older, like, damn, there's more pictures of me with a filter on my face than without a filter, you know? So it's crazy. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys this news article. I want you guys to go ahead and listen to this. Concerning the whole Snapchat filter dysmorphia. That's the name that they're calling it. So check this out.
Mom, I love posting pictures of my children, as do most parents. However, one British reality star named Billie Fayers made headlines recently after fans accused her of photoshopping pictures of her three-year-old daughter and eight-month-old son on Instagram. One fan wrote, "Why Photoshop? They are so beautiful without it."
Yeah.
However, another fan came to Billie's defense saying, "People are just being trolls. So, ladies, when it comes to kids, do you think you should keep things filter-free?"
Man, here's the thing. I don't feel sad about the photoshopped picture. I feel sad for her. I feel sad for what is going on in your mind when you look at the picture and you think, I need to make this more perfect than what's already perfect.
For those who take them, you probably have your preferred angles when you snap a selfie. But as Brightside's social media anchor Aubrey Jackson explains, selfies could affect more than your social media profile. they could be harmful to your health.
I'll look on my Instagram and be like, okay, my hair is like curly in these pictures. I need to straighten it out. Or I notice what people like more and what they don't like more. Okay.
Social media seems harmless with its nearly 3 billion users worldwide, all sharing, posting, and filtering their lives.
You go on there and you see these girls living their best lives, and it's like, I want that.
When it comes to social media, an article published in the JAMA Facial Plastic Surgery Medical Journal suggests that when you alter a photo and see a better version of yourself staring back at you, you may start to think that's what you should look like all the time. Dr. Neelam Vashi co-authored the article.
When I first started, patients would bring in pictures of celebrities or just reference celebrities wanting to, you know, emulate a certain type of feature or look of one of them. And now more so, there's this trend that I've noticed in that patients much more are bringing in their own photographs.
Dermatologists and cosmetic surgeons call it Snapchat dysmorphia. Though filters are used on several other apps and social sites, the concept originated with Snapchat.
You go on there and you're like, wow, I need to look like this right now. Like, and you'll go start working out that moment, which like at the same time can be inspiring to, you know, want to be like your best self, but also it can be extremely unhealthy because some results are unattainable given like Photoshop and filters.
Now, this is all very new. There's very little literature on this. And what I'm saying is that maybe Snapchat and these filters and selfies and this dysmorphia per se could be a trigger, could be associated with body dysmorphic disorder.
Body dysmorphic disorder is a psychological disorder in which a person becomes obsessed with imaginary defects in their appearance.
But you know, you're on a slippery slope before that person is into, do they have body dysmorphic disorder?
Now the question is, are filters blurring the line between real and unrealistic?
I find it more in my under 30. My 22 to 32 range is where I would say that I find more situations where I'm like, well, that's not what you're looking at there. You know, they'll show me a photo of maybe someone that's on a reality TV show. And I have to explain, you know, that those are incredibly photoshopped.
But what happens before the filter? Researchers at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School suggest that just by taking a selfie, you've already augmented your look.
The proportions of your face change as you change the camera angle. Mm-hmm. When you're straight on, in general, because of the distance you are, your nose is going to look proportionately larger. As you bring that in, you're going to see larger proportions. Mm-hmm. And as you bring it out, that nose will get smaller by proportion. Traditional camera length, about 5 feet, is going to give you an exact proportion. But the mm-hmm. selfie view is only about a foot away, so you're going to see that larger proportion to your nose.
Yeah.
As you bring it up, in general, it slims the face, it accentuates the cheekbones, and it makes the jawline and neck look slimmer. Mm-hmm. It also makes the nose look less wide.
In just the last year, the American Academy of Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgery shows more than 50% of cosmetic professionals saw patients specifically wanting to look better in their selfies.
I can't filter your face permanently. I can help you obtain good skin, clear skin, healthy skin. But what you see on an app is not representative of reality.
Whether the augmentation is caused by a photo filter or the distance a selfie is taken, psychologist Samantha Witten says the connection between social media and self-esteem is nothing new.
It is worrisome in the fact that what's the next newest craze that comes along? So if you change what you look like now, then in 5 years, if that's not trendy or in, then are you going under the knife again?
I truly do see it on campus just because these girls want to be an Instagram influencer, want to have 100,000 followers, or just something of that nature to just increase their confidence.
The social media complex affects users of all ages.
When people view social media more, their body dissatisfaction increases, they're more likely to be in a negative mood, they're more likely to view the thin ideal as something that they want to aspire to.
Luckily, some teens are able to filter what's real and what's not.
I usually try to keep away from actual pictures of people because I know that if I see it, I'm going to see something that's unhealthy and it's just going to end up upsetting me.
Even if a look is attainable through a procedure, it might not be the best decision for most. The real action comes from education and self-acceptance.
in order to develop positive body image, we really have to change the way we think about ourselves rather than changing what our body looks like.
All right, so you guys just heard what they had to say. So, you know, a lot of these filters, they allow children, because a lot of children are the ones who are using these apps, and they allow them to shorten or lengthen their noses, plump their lips, change their cheeks, their jawlines, you know, basically alter the shape of their eyes, you know, and their entire face if they want to. And I just think it's really sad that it's gotten to this point. So when I see people photoshopping their children or adding filters to babies, I think that's sad. You know, like, just let them be, let their curls be, let their features be. They're children, and they should be able to just, you know, be themselves and just have fun. And, you know, if you're worried about people clowning your child on social media or making fun of your child on social media, then just don't post them on social media. You know, why change or alter the way that they really look? So, again, I just thought it was just kind of tacky once I realized that that's not how his daughter looked. It's like, well, what was wrong with how she looked before this whole transformation? You know, I think she looks to be about 2 years old to me. She has her whole life to grow up and grow out her hair and, you know, things like that. So he should really just enjoy her as she is, you know what I'm saying? And not try to put her out to the world, you know, with this long hair and these features that she clearly does not have in real life. You know, at the end of the day, I think we need to reiterate to our children, regardless of how they look, regardless of their hair texture, their skin tone, we need to reiterate to them that they're beautiful, because it is the world's job to tear them apart and tell them that they're not good enough, they're not tall enough, they're not thin enough, they're not cute enough, their hair texture is not good enough. They're going to hear that from the outside world 24/7. So in the household, we should be reiterating things to them to make them feel better about themselves. And that goes for our sons as well. You know, none of these kids need these enhancements. Mike Epps's daughter does not need long flowing hair if that's not how her regular hair is. Khloe Kardashian's daughter does not need a face full of freckles and flowers and things like that to distort the way that she looks. Northwest does not need a filter with a face full of makeup. She's a beautiful little girl, you know, just like Porsche's daughter. She doesn't need that filter. She's a cute little girl. So I just think that it's sad that so many parents are doing this. And to me, it kind of screams insecurity on the parents more than anything, because a lot of these babies, they don't know what's being done to them. They're just, you know, smiling for a picture. So if anything, it says more about the parent. And the more that you expose your child to that, and they're always seeing things through the eyes of a filter, they're going to start having a distorted reality of themselves and their looks. They're going to eventually think that their regular looks, the way that they look to the world without those filters on their face, they're going to think that's not good enough. So they're going to aim to look like the filters that we are putting on children younger and younger. And I just don't think that it's that serious. You know, like I said, imagine looking back and, you know, majority of your pictures from your childhood, are you with these filters on your face, as opposed to just being a silly kid with spaghetti on your face or looking crazy or waking up with bedhead. And, you know, just the fun pictures that we used to take of our kids back in the day. It's like now these kids, like I said, you know, have these damn children on social media. They're eating better than adults. They're dressing better than adults, walking around here in Yeezys and, you know, Supreme gear and, you know, Fashion Nova and everything else. A lot of these kids are being dressed up and made up to look even better than some adults. You know, it's just, it's insane to me. And that's the part of social media that's just really disturbing. I just feel like it's just not that serious. And again, if you feel insecure about your child or you don't want people leaving nasty comments towards your kids, I would just say don't post your child. You know, if you got to put your child behind a filter and add, you know, makeup and hair and things like that to your child, I think you're doing that child a disservice in the long run, because these dysmorphias are definitely real. And plastic surgery, especially facial surgery, is on the rise, especially with younger and younger kids, because they're living through a filtered reality themselves instead of appreciating the way that God made them. So I just found the whole situation with Mike Epps very, very interesting. I did not realize at all. I just did not understand the hoopla. But then once the original picture or the picture from a few days ago came out, I was just like, really, Mike? Like, what was the reason for this? And like I said, I could chop it up to just him joking or playing around with a filter like so many other celebrity parents do. But I remember when him and his daughter was beefing and the things that he was saying about her on stage, comedy or not, it's kind of disturbing. you know, the fact that you're saying that the mother looks like a Thundercat and she's, you know, she's like James Brown and the daughter's half James Brown, you know, just really going in on her. And especially when she already felt a way about her father and his jokes and the way that he was treating her. So the whole situation is crazy. But again, like I always say, half of this will be posted on YouTube. I want to know y'all's thoughts on this entire situation. How do you guys feel about Mike Epps being blasted for putting this filter on his beautiful daughter when she does not need it? And then how do you feel about people, you know, basically being so addicted right now to these filters on Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, and things like that? How people can't even take regular pictures anymore without doing something to either enhance it, you know, slim themselves down, just totally change the way they look. It's just really disturbing because it makes it to the point where people who don't do all that, like I've never even knew about Facetune until I started researching stuff like this. Don't have the app, won't download it. But when you see so much perfection, even for somebody like me, it makes me insecure sometimes where I don't even want to post pictures of myself because I feel like my pictures are so plain compared to everybody else's. So sometimes it makes me not even want to post because it's like, why post my plain looking picture when I'm scrolling and everybody else is just flawless and gorgeous, makeup on point, hair on point, you know? And then I'm finding out most of that shit is face-tuned and it's enhanced to make their makeup pop even more or look even better. So it is crazy, you know? So I think we all need to realize that so many things on social media are smoke and mirrors, and we need to stop comparing ourselves to filters and Photoshop and, you know, fake imagery, you know? And that's the thing that a lot of men and women back in the day, to me, were just naturally beautiful, naturally handsome, because they didn't have all of this. Either you had the looks, you had the body, or you didn't. And if you didn't, okay, well, you found something else that you could contribute to society. Maybe it was your brain. Maybe it was the fact that you were just really smart, or, you know, you're a talented artist. It wasn't always about the looks. But now everything is just based on looks and looking a certain way. And if you don't have it, you can just buy it. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we go from here, you know, as a society in the future. So y'all, once again, thank you for tuning in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. I appreciate y'all's support. Let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Leave a comment, like the video, share the podcast, and I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.